world around us that does not know the Lord.
所以我们并不是在讲某一个特定的人，我们是在指撒旦啊，那恶者之王，以及身边整个世界里不认识神的那一群。
We may not have physical enemies like these three kings that were coming against Jehoshaphat, but we have real enemies.
我们虽然没有像约沙法所面对的那三群敌人那么具体有形的，但是我们真的是在生活当中有很多我们自己真实的敌人。
So we have enemies like discouragement.Or frustrations.
我们的比如说我们有敌人像沮丧非常哀伤。
Sometimes, we have what we call anxiety. We don't know what to do. How are we going to handle this?
有时候会有焦虑不知道该如何做什么事情。
My wife and I, know many, back in Ontario, many,couples, married couples who are separated and divorced, things like that, those are real enemies. They are concerns that we have to deal with.
那我们在安大略的时候，我们有我和我太太一起服侍一些夫妻，那他们有些是因为婚姻的问题，他们离开了，分开了，或离婚了，他们会在一个非常大的这个征战和苦恼里面。
Sometimes we go to the doctor and we find out that we have heart trouble or cancer or something like that.
有的时候我们去看医生，我们突然发现，哎呦，我们的心脏出了毛病，甚至有癌症，所以这个都是我们面对的困难。
Sometimes we have financial troubles, and that's a big problem.
有的时候我们会有经济上的困难，哦，这是一个大麻烦。
So there are lots of areas of our life where we need the Lord to help us.
所以这我们的一生当中有很多很多的方面我们是需要神的帮助的。
And so, remember, we're learning lessons from Jehoshaphat.
我们要记得我们是从约沙法的故事当中去学习教训的。
Okay, so in our story, we left off in verse 21.
在我们的故事里面，我们刚才停在了21节。
Okay. So, Jehoshaphat gets the singers together and he says to the singers, we're going to march into the battle and I want all of the singers out in front.And there to praise the Lord as we go out to battle.
约沙法把他们的唱诗班放在军队的最前面。他说我们要让这些人带领我们进到征战当中去。
Now, I want you to notice how verse 22 begins.
然后我要让大家注意22节是怎么开始的。
And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent an ambush against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten.
众人方唱歌赞美的时候，耶和华就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩押人和希尔山人，他们就被打败了。
Now, In our everyday life experience, some battles are too big for us. We don't know what to do. They're too big.
在我们的生命当中有一些的困难战争太大了，我们根本没法去打。
But we learn what Jehoshaphat did, to fight the battle, and we can apply that to our life.
当我们学习到约沙法是怎么样去打这些征战的时候呢，我们就可以应用到我们自己身上。
He is now,stepping out in faith. He is obeying what God said through the prophet.
所以他现在回到神的话里面来告诉他们该怎么神告诉他们该怎么去做。
I find it really interesting that God did not start fighting for the people until the people started praising God.
我发现一个非常有意思的事 上帝直到他们这些人开始唱诗赞美他的时候呢，他才开始去打真的征战。
So verse 22 says, when they began to sing and to praise, then that's when God says, I'm moving.
所以22节说，当他们唱歌赞美的时候，耶和华就出手了。
This was an act of faith for the people.
这是一个信心的行动，对当时的人来说。
Do you remember the story, when, Joshua was leading the children of Israel into the promised land? They had to cross over the river Jordan to get there.
你们还记得那个故事？当约书亚带着以色列人要进到迦南地的时候，他们要先过约旦河。
And God had told them to go across the river.But there was no place to cross.
然后上帝告诉他们一定要过约旦河，但是没有地方可过。
And, the first people who were, the priests, the first people, led this group, led the Israelites across the river when the Bible says when their feet touched the water,Then the water dried up and they walked over on dry ground.
所以第一个人过去的是个祭司啊。圣经说呢，当他的脚碰到水的时候，水就分开了，然后他们就能走干地过去了。
That was an act of faith.
这就是表明信心的一个行动。
God says, I'm going to open a way across the river for you to go.
上帝说呢，我要在河当中分开一条路，让你能走过去。
But God did not open the way until they took the first step into the water.
但上帝没有分开水，直到他们走出信心的第一步，踩到水里去。
Now, God doesn't begin to fight for Jehoshaphat until they begin to praise God and march toward the enemy.
这里也是一样，上帝没有为他们真实的征战，直到他们在唱诗的带领下直接走向战场，他们上帝才动手。
What we would like is for God to go out and beat the enemy and then we will come later. But God says, no, you must take the step of faith and trust me, I will win the day.
我们自己内心希望的是主啊，你自己先打完了我自己跟过来。上帝说不不不，你去我就跟你同在。
So what we have to do is we have to take a step of faith and believe what God tells us in His Word.
所以我们需要的是有一个信心的第一步，这非常重要的一步，相信神告诉我们在这里所说的一切话。
I want to tell you how I took my first step of faith with God.
我要告诉你我是怎么样采取我第一步信心里的第一步的。
It was 46 years ago.
那是46年前。
I did not know God and I did notTrust Jesus as my Savior.
我那时候并不认识主，也没有认靠信他为救主。
My life was filled with drugs and alcohol and immorality.
然后我的生命充满了毒品、酒精和不洁。
And I had a big empty place in my heart.Had a place where nothing could satisfy, no matter what I tried.
我心里有一个特别大的空洞，就是我没有什么可以满足我，我没不管是什么方式。
Maps are always kind of interesting, so I'm going to draw a map.
我先画一幅画，画一个地图给大家。
Bottom drawer.Push in the bottom, the bottom.
底下的那个
Below.
底下那个
That range. Yeah, thank you. That's good. Very good. Yeah. Canada,
加拿大
United States,
美国
Mexico,
墨西哥
Very good, right?
我这图画得很好，是不是
Sorry, sorry. Okay. Okay. Los Angeles, California.
洛杉矶，加利福尼亚的洛杉矶。
Okay. Alabama.
Alabama.
Alabama. Approximately 2,500 miles.
大概2500英里，这个当中的这个距离，2500英里。
I was living here.
我住在这里。
And my life was completely ruined.
我的生活整个是很糟糕的。
I would not want anybody to live the life that I was living.
我不希望任何人过我那样曾经过过的生活。
So I decided to visit my mother and my father in Mississippi.
然后我决定去拜访我的爸爸和妈妈，是在密西西比，是在当中那个地方。
So I go. There you go.
然后我就
一直开车。Not quite that fast, but that's, I got there. Okay.
然后我就开车过去。
I was raised in a non-Christian home.
我是在一个非基督徒的家庭被抚养长大的。
But,
但是
very religious home.
但是非常有宗教敬虔的这个家庭。
But we were not followers of Jesus Christ.
但我们并不是一个耶稣基督的跟随者。
So, when I knew there was something missing in my life here, I thought, maybe if I go home, I will find the answer.
就我在这里没找到的那些东西呢，我想可能我回家能够找得到。
So, I go home and I talk to my mom and my dad, andThey can't help me because they are not Christians.
所以我回去跟我爸爸妈妈谈，他们也没有办法帮助我，因为他们也不是基督徒。
All they could say is, "You should go to church, or you should try to be good."
所以他只能说呢，你应该去教堂，或者说你要努力让自己做个好人。
I know that.
我知道。
I know that much.
我知道那个也是我所知道。
But that did not work.
那个帮不了我。
Okay. So.I decided to go to another place. I'm going to think it's right over here somewhere. This was Atlanta, Georgia.
然后我决定去亚特兰大，乔治亚那个亚特兰大。
Okay. So,
乔治亚州的。
Los Angeles and Atlanta were big cities.Lots of drugs, lots of immorality.
所以洛杉矶和亚特兰大都一样，大城市。毒品很多不洁的事情。
So I decided I cannot find happiness here, but maybe I could find happiness in Atlanta.
我就决定呢，我可能在洛杉矶找不到开心，我可能能去亚特兰大能找着。
So between my home in Mississippi and Atlanta is a town where my father was born.
然后在我的家乡密西西比和亚特兰大之间呢，有一个小镇是我父亲出生的小镇，这个小镇就是在阿拉巴马州。
So I stopped here to visit one of my cousins.
然后我停在这个小镇呢，就去拜访我的一个表哥。
I did not know it, but my cousin was a Christian.
我并不知道我的表哥其实。
She was a follower.Of Jesus Christ.
啊，她是个表姐，她那个她已经是信主了，是一个主内的姊妹。
But she was afraid to talk to me.
但她很害怕跟我谈。
Because she knew I was not a follower of Jesus Christ.
啊，因为她知道我不是一个耶稣基督的跟随。
And she knew that my life was not a Christian's life.
她知道我的生命不是一个基督徒的生命啊。
So.She said, I have a friend And I would like for you to talk to my friend.
他说我有个朋友，我希望你跟我的朋友去谈。
She was afraid to talk to me, but she wanted me to meet her friend. He would talk to me.
对，他自己不敢谈，他就找了他的一个朋友，他能，他朋友是个男的，跟他谈。
So I drove from her house over to his house to talk to him.
然后我从我的表姐的这个房子就开车到那个朋友的那个房子里去。
I was 25 years old and he was 52 years old.
我25岁，那个朋友52岁。对。
I thought he was an old man.
我觉得他是个老人，老人家了。
So he introduced himself to me and said, I would like to tell you the greatest story that has ever been told.
然后他说我要告诉你最美好的故事曾经在地上曾经有过的。
So this was August 29th, 1970 at 9 a.m. in the morning.
这是1970年8月29号的早上9点钟啊。
So the first question this man asked me was, if you died tonight, where would you spend eternity?
第一个问题他问我就是说，如果你今天晚上就去世了，你要在哪里去度过你的永恒呢？
And I said, oh, I would probably go to hell. And I laughed. About that, I thought it was a joke.
然后我说，哎呀，我可能会去地狱，我还笑了，我觉得这是一个笑话。
But I noticed that he did not laugh.
然后我注意到他没有笑。
And all of a sudden, I realized he is asking me a serious question.
突然之间呢，我意识到他其实在很认真地问我一个严肃的问题。
So he said to me, if there was a way that you could go to heaven, not go to hell. And it was a gift that you could not earn it. Would you like to receive the gift of eternal life?
然后他就跟我说，如果有一个方法能够带你去天堂而不是地狱，然后这是一个免费的礼物，不是靠你赚来的，你愿不愿意接受它呢？
So I'm very embarrassed. I'm very uncomfortable because I don't talk about these things.
我非常窘迫啊，然后也不是太舒服，因为我从来没有这么去讲这些事情，这么样的方式。
So he told me his story of how he became a Christian.
他告诉我他的故事，关于他如何成为基督徒的。
He said, I never smoked tobacco, I never drank alcohol, I never took drugs, I never had immoral relationship. He said, I was a perfect child.
他说我从小也不抽烟，也不喝酒，也不吸毒，也不做任何不洁净的事情，我是个特别好的孩子。
But he said, 6 years ago,I became a Christian because I was going to hell and I didn't want to go to hell, I wanted to go to heaven.
他说六年前我成为基督徒，因为我知道我要去地狱，但是我不想去，我想去天堂。
So I'm thinking in my mind, okay?
然后我就在我脑子里开始想。
He didn't smoke and he didn't drink and he took no drugs and he was not immoral or anything like that.And he's still going to hell.
然后我在想他
I didn't know about that.
然后我在想他也不抽烟也不喝酒也不做任何不好的事情他都要去地狱我从来没有意识到这个问题。
I thought good people went to heaven and bad people go to hell. How come he is not going to go to heaven?
然后我从前一直认为呢好人去天堂坏人下地狱。怎么这么好的人他还会下地狱呢？
So that was a mystery to me.
那对我来说就成了一个谜哈。
But I thought if that man is not going to heaven, who can go to heaven?
然后我就在想，如果这种人也不能去天堂，那谁能去天堂呢？
So he told me that everybody, all people in the world have broken God's laws. Everybody. It doesn't matter who you are.
所以他告诉我呢，地上的每一个人，不管他是谁，他都违反了神的约和律法。
That no one, is perfect. No one is without sin.
没有人是不是罪人啊？每个人都是罪人。
Some of us are bigger sinners than others, but all are sinners.
我们有些可能是一个更大一点的罪人，比其他人，但是每个人都是。
So he asked me, he said, what do you believe about Jesus Christ?
所以他问我，你相信耶稣基督关于什么样的方面？
Now, I was raised, to go to church. And when I went to church, I heard that God had a son, and his name was Jesus, and that he died on a cross. I heard that.
所以我是在一个会家长会带着我去教会长大的这么一个家庭，所以在那教会里呢，我也学习到有上帝他赐给我们他的儿子耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上，这些事情我都知道。
But nobody ever explained to me that the reason that Jesus died on the cross.
但是从来没有人给我解释过为什么耶稣要死在十字架上。
And so that day. This man said to me, when Jesus died on the cross, he died for you.
然后那一天呢，这个人跟我说了，当耶稣死在十字架上，他就为你死。
I always heard that Jesus died, but that he died for the sins of the world, and that was kind of out there somewhere.
所以我以前认为呢，耶稣死了是死为这个世界的罪死的，这个罪就是在世界上的某一个地方。
But whenThat day I heard that Jesus died for me. Now that became very personal.
当那一天我听说耶稣为我死了，这一件事情就变得非常个人了。
Okay. And so Mr. Borland said, will you believe that Jesus Christ died on a cross for you and rose again the third day to forgive you of your sins? He asked me if I would believe that.
所以那一天波林先生就问我，你相不相信耶稣基督为你死了，然后三天后复活，这件事情是单独特别为你做的。
He said, if you will believe that, God will forgive you of your sins and give you a new life and you start all over today. This very day, you get a new start.
他如果你相信这个，上帝会赦免你的罪，然后给你一个新的生命，那就在今天，你就会重生。
Well, I wanted a new start. Believe me, I wanted that.
你要相信我，我那时候真的想要一个新的开始。
I was tired of living the life that I had been living, and I didn't know what would make me happy. So I tried all these other things, drugs or alcohol or.Whatever to make me happy, but I wanted a new life, but I had not found a new life.
所以我一直在寻找一个新的生命，所以我也用毒品啊各种各样的东西，发现试了也不行。但我特别想要一个，重新开始的一个生命。
So, Mr. Borland, or the man that was talking to me, he said, "Will you trust?" Jesus Christ as your own personal savior right now.
所以那个保林先生问，你愿不愿意相信接受耶稣基督成为你的救主现在？
That was very uncomfortable with that thought.
就是非常非常不舒服的在那个时刻。
For the first reason I was uncomfortable is thatI don't talk about things like this. It is very, very, uncomfortable for me to talk about these things.
是非常非常不舒服呢，因为我从来以前没有谈论过，认真谈论过这些话。
But the second reason was that I didn't know how to do it.
第二个问题呢，是因为我根本不知道该怎么做。
I didn't know how to accept Jesus Christ is my Savior.
我甚至不知道该怎么去接受耶稣基督成为我的救主。
You see, salvation, is a step of faith.
所以你会看见救恩是一个信心的一步。
You remember in our story that they had to believe what God said. They had to go to the place where God said, I'm going to fight for you.
所以你会看见这个故事里面他们必须相信上帝所说的。相信以至于他们去到那个地方上帝说要为他们征战的那个地方。
So, the Christian life starts, everybody starts at the same place.
每一个人的基督徒的生命呢都是从一个开地方开始的。
And that place is where Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. Everybody has to go to the cross first.
所以每一个人都必须先到十字架那里去，在那里耶稣基督为你为我死了。
And what I mean by that is that I have to accept that Jesus did it for me. He did it for you too, but that's your problem. I have to decide whether I want him to do it for me or not.
对，所以这个的意思就是我必须先要做个决定，是不是他特别的为我做了，他也为你做了，但是这是你的问题，你和他的事情，他是不是我先要做个决定，我相不相信他特别的为我做了这件事。
So what God wants us to do, if you want to become a Christian, God wants you to believe what he tells you to do.
所以上帝要做什么呢？他要你相信他让你做的事情。
So I said to the man that day, I don't think you can just say some prayer and your life change just like that.
所以我觉得我们不做不到一个就是做一个什么祷告然后生命就改变了。
And so he said, you are right.
他说你是对的。
God is not interested in the words that come out of your mouth. He is interested in the attitude of your heart.
所以他说上帝并不在意你的嘴巴里讲出来的话，他在意你的心里的态度。
And so he says, if you will accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, God will open your eyes and you will have a new life on earth.
他说如果你接受耶稣基督成为你的救主，上帝会打开你的眼，你会有一个新的生命。
Your sins will be forgiven,And now he is going to direct your life. God has a plan for your life.
所以你的罪会被赦免，他要开始重新建立你的生命。
Now before I tell you what I did, I want to remind you that I am over here, almost 3,000 miles away from here.
所以在我告诉你我要做的事情之前呢，我先要提醒你们，我住是住在那个地方。我现在在那个地方大概有超过3000英里的距离了。
I did not say, I want to go over here to find God. I didn't say that.
我并没有自己告诉自己说我要跑3000英里到那边去找神。
But my heart was empty, and I was seeking something, but I didn't know what it was. So I began to go on this trip.
所以我的心是非常空虚的，我正在寻找，迫切的寻找一些东西，然后我就跑了那么老远啊，跑到那个地方。
Little did I know that God had a man for me to meet 2,500 miles away, and God was helping me go in the right direction so I could meet that man.
所以有一件事我是知道，上帝给我安排了一个人在那等着我。然后我就跑了那么2000多英里路，到那边去见他。
The reason I'm telling you this is because God is working in everybody's life here today. Everybody.
我告诉大家的原因就是，上帝是在今天的每一个人的生命当中在做事情。
I did not know He was working in my life.
我以前我不知道他也在我的生命当中工作。
But when I look back, I go, wow, God was leading me and I didn't even know it.
所以当我回望这么些年，我说，哎呀，神真的是在带领我，我甚至不自知的过程当中，他也在带领我。
So I travel all this distance, and I come here, and I find out I must make a decision.
所以我跑了那么老远，我到那儿，我发现我必须要做一个决定了。
Will I accept what God says that I need to do, or will I reject what God tells me I need to do?
我应该接受神让我做的事呢，还是我拒绝？
There is a verse in the Bible that says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以圣经里讲的，罪的工价就是死，罪的代价就是死，但是神的礼物就是借着耶稣基督给我们永生。
So, you can either receive the wages of sin, which is death,or you can receive the gift of God, which is life.
所以你或者可以接受罪的工价就是死，或者可以接受呢，我们在神里得着永生。
It is not hard. It is not difficult.
这不是很难。
To receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.But there is a big battle going on in our hearts.
所以不是很难哈，去接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。但是这个里面，在你的心里啊，虽然说这句话不难，但你的心里会有特别大的征战。
God's enemy, the devil, does not want you to accept the gift of eternal life.
因为神的敌人撒旦，他不愿意你接受上帝成为你的救主。
He wants you to continue to struggle and struggle and struggle and go down and down and down with no hope.
他希望你不停地挣扎挣扎挣扎，不停地往下往下往下，直到没有盼望的程度。
And so, that day, in order for me to accept the gift, I had to overcome the fear and the doubt that was in my mind.
所以在那一天要得到这个礼物的时候，其实我要先克服我心里的惧怕和怀疑啊。
But God helped me that day.
在那一天呢，上帝帮助了我。
You see, the Bible tells us that God loves us and has a plan for our life.
你要记得圣经说呢，神爱我们，在我们的生命当中有一个计划。
All of our lives are different.
我们每一个人的生命都是不一样的。
Some people have very, very difficult things in their lives. More difficult, perhaps, than other people.
所以有些人可能在生命当中有很大很大的困难，大到可能比其他人更多。
But our God is bigger than all of the problems in our life.
但是我们的神比我们生命当中所有的困难都要大。
And this is where we must have faith.To believe what God says and not what I feel.
所以这就是为什么我们要坚决地相信神说的，不是我们自己感觉的。
So, that day, I accepted the gift.
那一天我接受了这个礼物。
So you say, how did you do that?
然后你会问，哎，你怎么做到的？
Because there is nothing physical, right? There's no physical gift here.
因为你没有一个有形的礼物给你哈。
So, I accepted the gift by telling Jesus that I believed in him.
我接受了这个礼物，告诉耶稣基督我信靠他。
I said something, this is not a quote, but I said something like this.
我这不是一个原话，但是我大概是这么说的。
Jesus, if you really are the Son of God and you died for me,
耶稣，如果你真的是神的儿子，而且你为我死了
，and you rose up from the dead so that my sins can be forgiven and I can have a new life，
然后你从死里复活，然后呢，以至于我的罪能够得赦，然后得到一个新的生命。
I don't even know how to say it, but I want that.
我也不知道该怎么说，但是我想要这样的东西。
I believe that you died for me and rose again.
然后我相信你为我死了，然后复活了。
Now, was 9 o'clock in the morning.
啊，这是早晨九点。
On this date.
啊，在那一天。
Okay. That was the beginning of my Christian life.
这是我基督徒的生命的开始。
For those of you who've been in our study, that's when I was born again.
在我们这个。这个小班的这个同学里面，这就是我们刚才讲的那个词，我重生的那一刻。
Became Christian.
这也是我成为基督徒的那一刻。
One who belongs to Christ.
那一个成属于基督的那一群人中间那一个。
So then you say, oh, what happened when you did that? What?Big thing happened.
啊，你会问，哎呀，这是发生了什么事？有什么什么大事发生了？没有。
I didn't know big thing happened. I didn't know what to expect.
我也不知道。
But
要期待什么事情
？Lightning didn't strike.
也没有闪电。
I didn't cry or I didn't laugh.
我也没有哭，也没有笑。
But one thing I did,
有一件事我做了
is that that day I knew that I had taken a step of faith to believe God.
那一天我知道我在信心里
I knew that.
迈了一步去相信上帝。我知道。
And, I didn't know.Anything about the Bible. I knew nothing about the Bible.
我完全不知道圣经里的任何东西。
And so, the man, congratulated me. He said, you have trusted Jesus as your Savior, and Jesus is going to completely change your life now.
啊，那个人就祝贺我，他说你接受耶稣基督成为救主，他一定会改变你，全然改变你的生命。
So, I drove back to my cousin's house.
然后我回到我表姐的家里。
And when I got to my cousin's house, she was out in the driveway and she was weeping.
当我去我表姐的家里的这个时候呢，她就在那个，她已经走到路边来了，然后她正在哭。
You see, they had called her.
哦，他们已经。
Before I got there.
他们已经打电话给了她。
He has trusted Jesus. He has become a Christian now. So she's waiting on me in the driveway, and she has tears, you know. And she said, "Oh, thank God, you're saved now. You're saved." And I'm like, "Saved? I didn't know what that was."
他就一直在路边哭着等他，因为他已经电话对方通知他，他说：“哎呦，你信，你得救了，你得救了。”然后就说：“得救。”
Anyhow, this was in the morning.
这是早晨的事。
At night,
在晚上。
Guess where I go?
你知道我去哪？
To the nightclub, to the bar.
我又到那个夜店去了。
Okay, that's where I always go.
我以前
That's my life. I live in pool halls, and I.You know, that's party, that's my life.
那就是我以前的生命就那样了又去了我。
So, I am there, actually, my dad's brother, is playing in the band. You know, he's playing. Okay.
然后我的
live music.
对我的叔叔在打那个桌球了。好。乐队乐队乐队。
So, I'm doing what I always do, what I've been doing for years. However, around midnight that night, I'm drinking, everybody's drinking, we're partying, you know, and I begin to feel like something is wrong.
但是呢，在那天晚上半夜的时候呢，每个人都在喝酒啊，我突然觉得好像有点不太对了。
So I set my drink down and I go, what could be wrong about this?
然后我就把酒放下，我想一想，这是好像有点问题啊，哪里有问题
？And I had a feeling that my father, which lived 200 miles away in Mississippi, was in the room.
我突然有个奇怪的感觉啊，就是
watching me.
我的父亲啊，就是在几百英里以外的那个密西西比那个父亲，好像就在那个房间里，他看着我。
I never ever saw my father take a drink. He never was a drinker.
啊，我从来没看见我爸喝酒啊，他从来不是饮酒酗酒的人。
And I felt like my father was watching me, and it really hurt my father, really grieved my father to see me drinking like that.
所以我突然意识到，好像我爸在看着我。然后呢，我这么喝酒，特别的伤害他，特别让他伤心。
My father was not there.
但我爸肯定不在那里。
But
Father in heaven, 我们的天父在哪里？他地上的父亲的确不在，但他的天父在哪？
I didn't know that.
他当时并不知道。
But my heavenly father was there.
他天上的父亲在哪。
And what I did not know was that he was leading me away from that lifestyle because he wanted to give me something much better than drugs or alcohol or party life and all the old life. He said, those are cheap substitutes for life. I have real life. I want you to have real life.
他没有意识到是上帝从那一天开始已经在一点一点带着他离开他原来的生活，充满毒品、酒精和不洁的那一切的生活。他说，上帝说要给他一个新的生活，远比那要更加美好的时候。
Beginning that very night, I walked out of that place, never to take another drink of alcohol again. 46 years now, I have had no drink.
在那天晚上之后，他走出那个房间以后呢，整个46年以来，他再也没有喝过酒。
No drugs, no tobacco. God took.All of those things away from me to give me a better life.
没有毒品，没有酒精，上帝把这一切的肮脏都从他生命当中拿走了，他给了他一个新的生命。
The Christian life is not an easy life. It was not easy for Jesus.
基督徒的生命不是一个特别容易的生命，甚至对基督也不容易。
But he gives you peace in your heart. He comforts you in your heart.
但是他会给你心里非常大的平安，他安慰你在你里面。
And if you have peace in your heart, you can face anything.
当你灵里有平安的时候，你就能面对一切的事和环境。
Because you know God is with you, and He will help you through every hard.
因为你知道你的神与你同在，他会在你一切的事上帮助你。
But it all started with a step of faith. You must believe what God says. And that was all those many years ago.
但是这一切都必须得从一个信心的一小步开始，你必须得相信神所说的这些话，愿意帮助你。
I will tell you the rest of the story next week, maybe, of what happened after that. But I just wanted you to know that Jehoshaphat and his people, they had to start. They had to take that step of faith, and then God moves.
所以没，也许我们下一周会讲我，后面我自己人生的故事。但是这里呢，我要告诉大家，上帝希望约沙法采取行动，在信心里的第一步，要相信神的话。
Okay, so in verses 22 down through verse 24, we have what God did for Jehoshaphat and his people.
在22到24节，我们看见神为约沙法所做的这一切的事。
You remember the prophet said, "You're not going to have to fight. God is going to fight for you."
你们记得先知说你们不要去征战，因为上帝会为你们征战。
But God is telling you where to go, and you must go where God tells you to go.
所以他们上帝就告诉你你要去哪里你去一定要去上帝告你去的地方。
So let me read verse 22 and following.
我们一起读22和后面的经。
And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent an ambush against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten, or they were killed. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. So when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped.
众人方唱歌赞美的时候呢，耶和华就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩押人和希尔山人，他们就被打败了。因为亚门人和摩押人起来击杀住希尔山的人，将他们灭尽。灭尽住希尔山的人之后，他们又彼此自相击杀。犹大人来到旷野的望楼，向那大军观看，见尸横遍地，没有一个逃脱的。
Now, if you and I were trying to decide, how will God fight the battle for them? We probably would think, oh, we obey God and then a great army from heaven will come and God's on a white horse and the army and all the angels come, boom, and they get them, you know.
所以我们自己想一想，如果我们信靠神，神为我们打仗的时候，一定会是什么？天上突然来了一群天使天军，然后身着白衣，身骑白马，呼一下把他们全部灭了。
Did you know in the story they never ever saw God?
你们注意到没有？在这里，他们从来也没有看见那个上帝 ，right?
God fought for them, but they didn't see God.
上帝为他们征战，但他们没有看见上帝。
Did you notice what God did to win the battle that day?
你们注意到上帝是怎么做来赢得这场战争的吗
？Okay, there were three armies that came against Jehoshaphat.
有三波人来打约沙法。
There was Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir.
亚门、摩押。和希尔山的人。
Okay. Now, when Jehoshaphat and his people, started praising the Lord, a strange thing happened on the battlefield.
当约沙法和他的民开始赞美主的时候呢，在战场上发生一个奇怪的事情。
The enemy got confused.
这个敌人开始变混乱了。
And instead of fighting with Israel, they started fighting with one another.
不是去和以色列人打仗，他们自己打起来。
Okay. So you got three armies. Let's suppose one is here, and one is here, and one is here. Okay. And so, the one army looks over here, and they think that is Jehoshaphat and his, army. And so these two fought together. They fought one another.
所以他们会认为可能三波人是这么样的，他们会认为彼此就是那个敌人，然后他们现在开始彼此就打起来了。
And then when one of these armies won the battle, then this guy says, oh, we must fight. And so the other one came to fight.
所以当这两方一方打赢了以后呢，第三方又一方下来了说我们要参与战争，也要打起来。
And in verse 23 at the end it says,they helped to destroy one another.
然后他们第23节最后讲，他们又彼此自相击杀。
Jehoshaphat and his people are watching this whole thing, and they're going, "I can't believe it! I can't believe it! They're fighting with each other."
然后约沙法和他的民就站在那，就觉得哎呀，我们不敢相信。
And then at the end, it says nobody. And at the end of verse 24, nobody escaped.
然后在24节最后的时候，他居然没有一个人逃脱的。
Now, all I can figure out is that They fought and they fought and they fought, and there were two guys left. That's all it was. Two guys. And they're in a sword fight, and they go, and they get one another. That's all I can figure out. All are gone. Not one person was left.
我能想象的就是他们打打打打了胜，一直打一直打，打胜了有两个人，两个人自己打，打了以后呢，彼此互相刺了一下，然后就都死光了。
Okay. Isn't it interesting? They never saw God.
然后你有没有发现很有意思，就他们也没有看见上帝。
But God fought for them.
但上帝为他们征战。
In your battles, you probably say, "Oh God, show me, God, come be with me, help me. I'm in trouble. I'm outnumbered. I don't know what to do." And God says, "I will help."
所以在你的困难里，您可能会说：“主啊，你帮助我，你跟我同在，我完全抵受不住这个难题。”上帝说：“对，我会帮助你。”
But we don't see God.
但我们看没有看见他。
But God will help.
但是上帝会帮助。
How God will help you?
上帝会怎么帮助你呢？
I don't know exactly.
我不知道，我真的不是很不是确切的知道。
But I know He said, "If you call on Me for help, I will help you." That is what I know.
但是我确切的知道他说过，只要你呼求他的名，他就帮助你。这是我知道的。
Remember, you must believe God, not your own feelings, not even the circumstances that you can see. You must believe God.
所以记得，你们一定要相信上帝，不是相信自己的感觉，不是相信自己的所处的环境，相信上帝的话。
So, we could probably say, well, they were very lucky that day. The enemy got confused and they killed one another. How lucky was that for Jehoshaphat?
也许会这么说，哎呀，他们那天真是碰上大运了，这个敌人互相打，打到最后他们就捡战利品，他们太幸运了。
But we know who fought that day. We know God confused the minds and the hearts of the enemy. And God did fight for them.
对，但其实我们是知道，是上帝为他们征战，上帝使那些人混乱。
I want to tell you one story, and then we'll be through.
我们再告诉你们一个故事，让我们今天。
I have a friend who is not a Christian.
我有一个朋友，他不是基督徒。
And many times I have encouraged him to trust the Lord.
很多次呢，我要去鼓励他成为基督，相信主。
On one occasion, we were fishing together on a river, and I said to him, "I know why you're not a Christian."
有一天我跟他一起钓鱼，我跟他说呢，我知道你为什么不信主。
And he said, "You know why I'm not a Christian?" I said, "Yes."
你知道？我说我知道。
I said, "You are a good man. You're a good father, a good husband, and an honest businessman." And you don't think you need Jesus.
我说你是一个好父亲，好丈夫，好商人，所以你觉得你不需要耶稣基督。
He did not respond.
他没有回答。
A few months later, I was in his office at work.
几个月之后我在他的办公室。
So I said to him, "Do you remember when we were fishing? Do you remember the conversation that we had?" He said, "Yes."
我就问他，你记不记得我们在钓鱼那天的对话？他说是记得。
I said, "Why are you not a Christian?"
我问他，你为什么你不是一个基督徒呢？
He said, "I want God to do something."
他说我想要神做一点什么事情。
And then I said something that I don't ordinarily say.
然后我说了一些我平常不怎么会说的话。
I said, "He is a big God. What would you like for him to do?"
我说他是一个很特别有能力的神，你想让他做什么？
And he didn't know what to say.
然后他不知道该说什么。
So I looked out the window, and outside of his office is a tree.
然后我往外看，在他的办公室外面有一棵树。
So I said, "I know." Let's ask God to strike that tree with lightning. And then, when he does that, then you will know that he is God.
然后我说好，我知道了。我们现在求神把那个有个闪电把外面那个树打一下，你就知道他是神了。
I said, do you want to do that?
我说
ask God to do that.
我说你想不想这么做？你想求神这么做呢？
He wouldn't answer.
他没有回答。
I said, you know, if God struck that tree with lightning.You still would not believe.
因为你知道，就算上帝用闪电打了那棵树，你还是不会信。
And I will tell you why.
我会告诉你为什么。
Because you will turn on the radio and they will say there is a thunderstorm in the area and lightning struck a tree.
因为你会打开收音机，然后天气会告诉你那天刚好有雷阵雨，然后。
And you would just explain it away because you don't want to believe.
因为你就会找一个理由把它解释了，原因是你内心不愿意相信。
I said, beside that, God already did a really big thing 2,000 years ago.
但我说呢，除了那个，但上帝已经在2000年前做了一个非常好伟大的事情。
He sent His Son from heaven to come to an old rugged cross.And die for your sins. And if you won't believe that, you won't believe that God is there if He strikes that tree with lightning.
因为他赐他的儿子死在那个老十字架上，为我们的罪死了。你如果不相信这个，你也不会相信外面那棵树的闪电。
As men and women, we often say, "God, do something. Show me, and I will believe."
作为人，我们常常会说，主啊，你做点什么。显给我看，然后我相信你。
God says, I don't work like that. You believe, and then I will show you.
但上帝说呢，我不是这么做的。你相信，我就显给你看。
It is always faith first.
永远都是信心在前面。
Okay, let's close.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you that we can learn lessons from Jehoshaphat.
主啊，谢谢您啊，带领我们学习约沙法的故事。
Thank you that we can learn lessons from one another in this room too.
也谢谢您，让我们彼此能够学习我们从你而来的教训。
Sometimes, Lord, you move us thousands of miles so that we will listen to you.
有的时候，主啊，您会带领我们旅行。几千英里去得着您的教训。
Some of these people today have come all the way from China to hear the word of God.
主啊，这里很多人是从遥远的中国来听到您的福音。
And I pray that many today will just believe God. They will take a step of faith.
主啊，我们也求您带领他们能够信靠您，走出信心的那一小步。
And then you will fight all of their battles for them and help them to be comforted and help them to have peace in their heart.
主啊，这样您就会帮助他们打他们面对一切的征战，给他们灵里的安慰和平安。
We put each one into your loving arms today in Jesus' name.
我们把每一位放到您那有爱的怀抱里。奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen. Amen. Okay, so next week will be our last Thursday. Okay. Will be our last Thursday. And we will try to finish the story of Jehoshaphat. But you can read ahead and look at your notes.
下一周我们是周四，由觉悟弟兄带着我们的最后一次，我们会把这个故事讲完。